Charlie Schrem, a co-founder of the defunct BitInstant, was one of the first Bitcoin millionaires. His success was, to some, unprecedented, coming not only with fortune, but fame too. Schrem was treated like a rock star across the world, with fans at conferences taking his photograph and eagerly throwing business cards in his direction. In an interview for Cybercrime Radio, he shared how he got his start in the complex industry.
I was in college running a startup, and I was probably 21 years old or 20 years old even, and someone just came along and said, "Hey, you should check out this Bitcoin thing." And I was like, "What is that?" And it just kind of seemed like a downloadable version of PayPal. And it was just probably late 2010. And so I downloaded the software. It would be a wallet. It would actually be a Bitcoin miner, because at the time the software was one and the same, and you were a node validator. So as long as you had your laptop running the Bitcoin software, you were probably earning one Bitcoin an hour just by having it run back then.
By 2011, the Bitcoin industry was still finding its footing. Schrem, however, saw the untapped market for what it truly was, a prime opportunity.
Yeah, so as the story continues, fell in love with Bitcoin and realized that I needed to do something to help it grow. Gareth Nelson, my business partner, he had this idea where we need to figure out a way to make it easier and faster for people to buy and sell Bitcoin and create some sort of a market for it where we can have a price. So we launched the idea of BitInstant.
It was an immediate success. At one point, BitInstant accounted for up to 30% of all on-chain Bitcoin activity, certifying its status as a prominent player alongside companies such as Coinbase.
BitInstant was doing a couple of million dollars in volume a day, which was, in the Bitcoin world, unheard of. I was a 21, now 22-year-old kid. I was making a bunch of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, a month. I was called the Bitcoin Prince, and things kind of got crazy.
Schrem's actions weren't all above the board. And one thing his success didn't come with was immunity from the legal system. In 2015, he became one of the first in the U.S. to receive jail time for crimes connected to cryptocurrency.
In 2013, the U.S. government came out and said that all Bitcoin companies need these money transmitter licenses that we consider now Bitcoin money, where previously no one said what Bitcoin was or anything, so we didn't know what the regulations were. So at that point, we shut down the company. 6 months later, I was arrested at JFK Airport. I was facing crimes of money laundering and unlicensed money transmission, failure to file suspicious activity reports and things like that. And then I went through a year of house arrest, pled guilty, went to prison for 2 years, and then did 3 years of supervised release.
Today, Schrem is on the other side of the justice system, advocating for compliance and urging the latest generation of crypto companies to establish guardrails against corporate misconduct. He additionally hosts a podcast about crypto investing and is in the process of writing an autobiography.
I started a VC fund a couple of years ago with my friends, family, and other early Bitcoin and crypto people, and we raised around $13 million. We're halfway deployed, and we've invested in 14 or 15 different Bitcoin and crypto companies. We do Zooms and figure out how to navigate all of the problems and the issues and stuff like that that can come up in running a Bitcoin and crypto company. So that's amazing. I have a lot of fun doing that.
To hear more from Charlie Schrem, listen to his full interview at cybercrime.radio.